Good evening, everybody. It is Monday, September 6, 2021, 8:30 in the p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. This is the Fakeologist speaking. We're coming to you on Labor Day, where we're supposed to take the day off. But we're doing a broadcast today because we didn't do one yesterday because we were busy taking my daughter to school, Universitai. And I'll tell you how that went in a minute. But first, just to remind people that we do come to you at 8:30 in the p.m., Sunday to Thursday usually. And we are broadcast live at fakeologist.com/live, where you'll get all the links. The main video service that we have for you is called FakeoTube. And we are there now live. And we have a chat at FakeoTube. And I will bring that up. Let's just take a peek at that. Okay, show start. Let's bring up the chat, see if anyone is in the FakeoTube chat. And it looks like we've got a few people here. We got Steve 83, Simon Shack, MC Murdoch are in the chat. So hello. Hello, guys. Excellent. Appreciate you joining. It's been a busy weekend. Things are getting hotter and heavier as every day goes on here in Ontario. More and more announcements where you can't go. And then, of course, they're threatening. It's not a threat. I'm sure it's a promise that the social or the Quack Sport will be in September 22nd. Nice number, 922. And then on October 22nd, I don't know, there'll be another ramp up and escalation of it. Basically, you'll only be able to go to quote unquote essential services, meaning big corporate box stores to get your food. And I have no idea what's going to happen with employment. Basically, they'll probably be taking employment away as well without a Quack Sport, but I'm not sure. So not the best news, not the best news in the world. They're carrying on with the program. I guess a good word for it is globocap. That's a word that I started to see and post on my blog, fakeologist.com/blog. Globocap. Global is in the whole world, if you believe it's a globe, and cap is in capital. I believe Zylflex said Catherine Austin Fitz called it Mr. Global. But Mr. Global is the one that's behind all this. It's not your local representative in your province or state that's doing it to you, which is quite interesting how many people, they really like to localize this. They like to blame their governor, their premier, their prime minister. I don't understand. Well, I guess I do, that people don't have the research skills that you and I do, where this is way bigger than that. This is a worldwide takeover of countries to dissolve them into mega regions, districts like the Hunger Games. This is what it's all about, and it's all with their one world currency. And I still think the biggest, most difficult target for them is the United States. I said this a year and a half ago. Nothing has changed, really. The biggest pockets of resistance will come from the U.S. But as they bring the U.S. to its knees, as it's been being brought to its knees in the last 10 or 20 years, as everything has been offshore to China, it will be easier, especially in the Rust Belt states in the north, the areas near Canada. It's just some of the evangelical or just the Christian in general. I don't like to use the word evangelical because it's not really fair. But just the Christian areas where they have another belief system other than the state. I mean, that's why Christians and other religious people are always demonized, because they have other beliefs other than the state. Yeah, they don't believe the state is the be-all and end-all, and now we can see the dangers of the state, especially since the different branches of the state have merged. The judicial, legislative, and executive branches have all merged. So they're, instead of keeping each other in check, they're marching in unison to this magical COVIDian cult, which uses money to to keep everyone in line. It's very simple. Money is the blood that keeps this beast alive. And because the money is being distributed to all the people that are put in place to make this thing happen, they will keep going. There's nothing to stop it. And they're channeling it all through Big Pharma. Big Pharma is the one that's the... It's the area that's... It's the corporations that are getting most of the money. And they're the ones that are driving this thing. It's just so big and so powerful that maybe people on the local level just don't want to see the big picture. But this is a worldwide takeover and takedown of the financial system. That's the main thing. The instrument to keep people at bay and keep people confused and terrorized is, of course, virus. And I posted a really good article on this maybe a couple days ago. I'm just going to scroll down and bring up all my articles. I've got a lot to talk about tonight. A lot to talk about. Many videos to talk about. Many, many videos. There's so much content out there. It's crazy. So I'm going to scroll down and see if I can find it. Global Cap Hates Humanity. That's the one. And this is on the website, philosophicalsalon.com. That's a blog, by the way. And just a fantastic article. He really nails it, so I'm going to bring it up on the screen and just look through it. It's been a few days since I read it, so sometimes I look at my blog and I can't remember exactly why I posted it. Everything I post is in the heat of the moment. So if I read something that really hits me hard, then I post it. And then sometimes when I go back and review it for you, especially if it's a few days ago, I have to get back into it, reread it. But sometimes you just start reading something, you know, oh, this guy has got it nailed. And I'm not saying it's perfectly nailed, but if he gets the big picture, then you know I'm going to post it. Even if he might not understand what viruses are and maybe he doesn't get... See, there are very few people in this world that get what you get from me. If you are on my page where you know that they're using the virus and the ignorance of people and their ignorance of their own health and the nature of sickness, and then you understand that this is a controlled demolition of the financial system, it is the reorganization of countries, it is the tagging of humanity to put them on a blockchain so that they themselves are a commodity like a cow or a pork belly or oil or Swiss francs to be traded, to be manipulated, to be optioned, to be futured. If you get all that, then you understand the fakeologist's point of view. So really, it's a very, very high-end view of what's happening. Now, you could call it really conspiratorial. Well, that's fine. This is a conspiracy. This is a giant conspiracy. Just to remind people what conspiracy means, it means conspire, breathe together. All the words we use and they use against us are based on Latin and Greek. That's why only the elite are taught Latin and Greek. Because really, if you break down the words that they call, that are thrown against you as weapons, if you break them down, then you realize that they are telling the truth and they're not dangerous at all. But for them to get together and work out a plan, that is a conspiracy. And this is no theory. It is a conspiracy fact. And you just have to take what's before you and... Sometimes someone puts it in an article and you can see from top to bottom how it is a fact. A year and a half after the arrival of virus. I like how he just calls it virus. As if it's some kind of entity that was that came down from the sky. This is your alien invasion, by the way. You know, every conspiracy, we always hear that the aliens are going to come get us. No, this is the alien. This is the V, the big V. I don't know why he put it this way, but it reads kind of interesting to me. It's sort of a good way of doing it, giving virus a capital V, making it this big thing. A year and a half after the arrival of virus, some may have started wondering why the usual unscrupulous ruling elites decided to freeze the global profit-making machine in the face of a pathogen that targets almost exclusively the unproductive over 80s. Why all the humanitarian zeal? Qui bono? Only those who are unfamiliar with the wondrous adventures of global cap can delude themselves into thinking that the system chose to shut down out of compassion. Let's be clear from the start, the big predators of oil, arms, and vaccines could not care less about humanity. So he chronicles many of the events that preceded the announcement of the characterization of a virus, the event characterized as a pandemic, not actually a pandemic, characterized one. So he chronicles this starting in June 2019. I think if you read the post here, you read the one reply here on my blog from Zylflex, who's one of the few people that digs down into a lot of the articles I post, and he adds some things. He wants to add something, but really this is prescient. And so he puts a few things from June 2019, saying the BIS, the Bank of International Settlements, the central bank of all central banks, starts the alarm bells in June 2019, saying that the leveraged loan markets are overheating, credit standards are deteriorating, CLOs are collateralized loan obligations have surged, as in the crisis leading up to 2008. And then what else does he do? August 9th in 2019, the BIS includes a working paper calling for unconventional monetary policy measures to insulate the real economy from further deterioration in financial conditions. So that's when they wanted to get rid of their double circuit banking system and have a single circuit banking system. That's what they're talking about there. I did a blog post and posted a video on that a couple weeks ago. That's where the BIS, that's where the central banks loan directly to the end user. They cut out the middleman. All right. And then we have August 15th, 2019. Finding ways to get central bank money directly in the hands of public and private sector spenders. Okay. Examples include the Weimar Republic in the 1920s, as well as Argentina and Zimbabwe most recently. That's when the central bank literally wants to issue their own money, put it right into the hands of the end user, and therefore control it. And then in August 22nd, 2019... they meet in Jackson's Hole, Wyoming, to prevent the looming meltdown. September 15th. The downturn is officially inaugurated by a sudden spike in the repo rates. Repo is shorthand for repurchase agreement, a contract where investment funds lend money against collateral assets, normally treasury securities. So the spike in the rate went from 2% to 10.5% or 11%, which that set off alarm bells. And then here we have in September 17th, the Fed started pumping in hundreds of billions of dollars per week into Wall Street, effectively executing BlackRock's going direct plan. And of course, it says here BlackRock was hired in March 2020. By the Fed to manage the bailout of COVIDs. And then this is really good. September 19th, 2019. Donald Trump signs Executive Order 13887, establishing a National Influenza Vaccine Task Force, whose aim is to develop a five-year national plan to promote the use of more agile and scalable vaccine manufacturing technologies and to accelerate the development of vaccines that protect against many or all influenza viruses. And guess what? As someone guessed, the pandemic was imminent, while in Europe, too, preparations were underway to see. Okay, so this is where I got this link. As someone guessed, he doesn't give her credit, but I'm going to play her. You know her. It's Claudia. And she obviously read the executive order. And watch this video.
Hi, guys. It's Claudia with Cabin Talk, and I am just about to...
She is a Germanic-based woman in Vermont. Super passionate. September 20th, 2019. So she was reading, apparently, the executive orders. Let's just see here. And I got this quote, which is great. When you're one step ahead of the crowd, you're a genius. When you're two steps ahead, you're a crackpot. So that's a great quote.
To lose it, okay? They are planning a pandemic. I am so sure of that. First of all, Bill Gates said there will be a pandemic and at least 30 million people will die. Boom. Then just now, Trump signed an executive order that there is going to be a new task force to make a better flu vaccine and a faster flu vaccine, because in case there is a pandemic, we are not prepared enough. And I am just about beside myself. He signed an executive order to create a flu vaccine task force. I mean, how much more clear can it get that we have mandatory adult vaccines just around the corner? Just around the corner. Okay? This is where we are at in this country. And I tell you something, if there is a pandemic anywhere, there will be global everything. Because you know what? You know what will happen? All the countries will say, well, oh, we have to rally together because with airplanes, the viruses can travel so fast, and we all globally implement the same damn laws, which will be mandatory vaccines with toxic shit in our bodies that has not at all been proven effective or safe. But that's where we're heading. That is exactly where we're heading. Exactly where we're heading. And by the way, in California, they already passed a law that some little cho schmo at some little health department in bumfuck nowhere can decide that, oh, three people, five people have the same thing. I need to implement martial law. And that little cho schmo can implement martial law. I mean, what else do we need? What else do we need to wake up? I mean, the Trump executive order, if anybody thought that any president is better than any other president, excuse me, where have you been? And don't forget to go voting again, because there will be change. There will be so much change in the next election. Maybe we get another Democrat. Oh my fucking God. I mean, I can't even, like, this is what is going to happen globally if we don't wake up. I mean, what else is there? What else do you need to know? Honestly, what else do you need to know? The pharmaceutical industry and the healthcare industry is paying doctors bonuses for shooting us up with shit. Whether that's chemotherapy or whether that's vaccines doesn't even fucking matter. They get fucking bonuses, okay? For destroying children by the age of 2. 10 mandatory vaccines by the age of 2. With multiple doses, by the way, not just 10 vaccines. Multiple doses. And if the pediatrician is a good little pediatrician working for the cabal, then they will do that, and then they get $400 per child. Did you ever think about that? $400 is like a nice little new car for 100 kids. For 1,000 kids, you can get yourself a nice new house. But Trump just signed the executive order that we need a flu vaccine task force to make more vaccines faster. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And if that would be a place to go globally where it is better, I would go. But you know what? This is the epicenter. The United States of America Corporate Inc. United States of America Inc. is the epicenter of the problem. It's the epicenter of where it all starts. And if we collectively don't stand up to this utter bullshit, then you know what? Forget it. It's going to be game fucking over. Tuesday at 10 o'clock in Vermont, in Montpelier, we are going to the health department with packet inserts. And if you want to join me, join me. We're meeting in front of the State House, 10 a.m. Tuesday morning. Come with me. We need to be people and ask them how they can make something mandatory, how they can make something mandatory for the kids that has the risk of death, not just injury, death. That's what I want to know from the health department. That's what I want to know, how they can make something that carries the risk of death for children mandatory. Anyway, there you have it. Mandatory adult vaccines is just around the corner. All we need is a little pandemic. And there you go. There you have it. And you know what? The other 271 vaccines that are in the making right now are not going to go in the trash can. They're going to go into your body. If you don't stand up now, into your body. And I don't care if you believe in vaccines or not, if you believe that they're good and safe and have cured the fucking plague. I don't care. Doesn't matter to me. What I want is to decide over my body, what goes into my body. If you want to get the vaccines, go right ahead, knock yourself out. But I want to also decide whether I want that in my body, and parents should be able to decide whether it goes into their children's bodies. And nobody else should be allowed to do that. Nobody else should be allowed to make that decision ever. And that's why, you know what? That's why every single person should be behind vaccine choice. This is the land of the free and the brave, or is it the land of the sheep and the slave? That's what you need to decide right now, because we don't have a lot more time. Right now is the time to decide that, not tomorrow. Make your mind up today and fight for that right. Fight for that right. See you later.
Yeah, she nailed it. And I know I put that on FACO too, but I didn't put the original link because sometimes I don't have time to do every single piece of housekeeping with every single video. I played that right to the end. She nailed it. There's nothing else to add. That's September 2019. I only started following her in the last year, but that's Claudia from Cabot Talk. Fantastic. And I'm just looking through some of the comments here. Watching in April 2021, I can't believe what the world's become. Yep, just amazing. She's a time traveler. Jokes aside, this woman is insane. She predicted everything. That's a good insane. For sure. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Pretty cool how she named it. All she did was really just read the executive order. And now, I did talk about this in the last show. Amy says, what the fuck? She was going through all the presidents since Kennedy or after Kennedy, showing how they all created executive orders to lead up to this position. So they all were gradually creating executive orders that were building the foundation for where we are today. This is a Fabian art of war where you just chip away slowly, 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 so your enemy, which is the people, don't notice it. And here we are today. So Trump did his part. If you were under the disillusion that Trump had anything, was on your side, then you're just really sadly mistaken. And sadly, before I could even watch all her videos, Amy says WTF disappeared herself from the web, which annoys me because I didn't get a chance to download all her videos on her BitChute. She cleaned off her Twitter page. She cleared off her BitChute. So if anyone had the or if anyone was saving any of them, I wish they did. I really wanted to listen to her rant. She had about 26 rants on her BitChute page, and I wanted to listen to them. But she did a couple podcasts, which I linked to, but she is now disappeared. And apparently someone was criticizing, saying she was just ripping off material from LaRouche. You know, I don't really care where you get your material. I mean, it's good to attribute it, and I attribute everything I put on my blog. I try and give the original link so you can follow up. But at least she was summarizing it in a contemporary way. Obviously, I don't know if there are too many people that talk like Lyndon LaRouche. I guess he's gone. I think Matthew Arrett, another Canadian out of Montreal, I listen to him sometimes. And he, I think, is talking about the Anglo-American Empire. I still think they're right. I still think that's who's running the show. The nobility, the royalty, they're all... those ancient houses of Europe, they're still running the place worldwide. They're behind all this. It's not some little place in the desert on the end of the Mediterranean running this all. Sorry to say, that's not it. It doesn't make any sense, especially since Israel's getting smashed the hardest right now. I don't know why they've chosen the so-called chosen people, but they are really getting smacked. But yeah, this article is fantastic, and you know the rest of the dates. And what do we got here? Let me five here. Between September 2019 and March 2020, the Fed injected more than $9 trillion into the banking system, equivalent to more than 40% of the United States GDP. Unbelievable. The mainstream narrative should therefore be reversed. The stock market did not collapse in March 2020 because lockdowns had to be imposed. Rather, lockdowns had to be imposed because financial markets were collapsing. With lockdowns came the suspension of business transactions, which drained the demand for credit and stopped the contagion. Yes, the contagion of cheap money. It wasn't working. It's like flooding the body with some sort of nutrition that it can't take. That was what was not working anymore. Cheap money was not keeping the patient, that is the financial world, alive. So they just decided to put it into a coma. They put the financial body of the world into a coma. In other words, restructuring the financial architecture through extraordinary monetary policy was contingent on the economy's engine being turned off. Had the enormous mass of liquidity pumped into the financial sector reached transactions on the ground, a monetary tsunami with catastrophic consequences would have been unleashed. I'm guessing that would have been hyperinflation that they're worried about. As claimed by economist Alan Brown, it was another bailout, but this time under cover of a virus. Catherine Austin Fitz noted that the COVID-19 magic wand allows the Fed to execute BlackRock's going direct plan. Literally, it carried out an unprecedented purchase of government bonds while, on an infinitesimally smaller scale, also issuing government-backed COVID loans to businesses. Yes, yes, yes. That's happened in Canada, too. That's why so many businesses are complicit, because, okay, the government shut them down in the name of a virus. And then they gave them money to just carry on. So then they're indebted to the government and all the conditions of these so-called COVID loans. You have to, when you get a loan, it comes with conditions and you have to do what you're told, including, this is the evil genius, implement the vaccine protocols. It's evil genius. This is not just a mandate. It is a mandate. It's a financial contract with all these businesses. That's why they're getting away with it. It's all about the money and contract and loan conditions. And this goes right into the churches. So they're all happy to shut down as long as they have the money. You can imagine businesses would be on the streets in a bigger way than they aren't right now if they were literally starving. But because they're paid by this massive injection of capital direct from the central bank. So the banking system, the major banks, charter banks, are being kept out of this loop. So that's why it's working. So far it's working. Now, when the money dries out, it has to end eventually, I'm guessing. But then I think they're going to pull the plug on the U.S. dollar and let's just go right to the world digital currency, the CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency. Now, nobody knows how that's going to work out because it's never been done before in a worldwide way. So I guess that is probably the end game. You are going to, all your money in your bank, all your stocks, your bonds, all your assets are going to be revalued in CBDC. And how they're going to give out the CBDC is going to be very interesting. If they're going to use their new, put in all their social policies, trying to interlace it with how they're going to do the swap between old money and CBDC, I think that's all going to be very complicated. And I can see it going really wrong. It's just, when you do something on this kind of scale, it's going to be incredible to witness. I don't know how it's going to work. I'm sure they don't either. One of the things is you got to realize that the people on the top, they are not as smart in every way as they can. Because the main thing is humans are really, well, they're really predictable in many ways. They're very unpredictable in other ways. And your contingency plans, you better have a million contingency plans because this could go really bad, really horribly wrong. But this article is fantastic, so much so that I created a hot link to it, fake11.com/FTM, follow the money. And you can give this out to friends and family. If you type fake11.com/FTM, it goes right to this post, Global Cap Hates Humanity. And there's the clip, there's the link, and you'll see. This is just a post to get people to try and see the financial aspect of this. So, so important for people to understand this. Really good article, honestly. It really breaks it down. Let me just make sure. Doing capitalism differently, Mr. Global. How can he use the word Mr. Global in here? Oh, right. Here we go. This was a pretty... This article hit hard, and it really should. This is a great, great piece. The economic motif of the COVID whodunit must be placed within a broader context of social transformation. If we scratch the surface of the official narrative, a neo-feudal scenario begins to take form. Masses of increasingly unproductive consumers are being regimented and cast aside simply because Mr. Global no longer knows what to do with them. Together with the underemployed and the excluded, the impoverished middle classes are now a problem to be handled with a stick of lockdowns, curfews, mass vaccination, propaganda, and the militarization of society, rather than with the old way, the carrot of work, consumption, participatory democracy, social rights, which are now being replaced by collective imagination, by the civil rights of minorities, and well-earned holidays. It is therefore delusional to believe that the purpose of lockdowns is therapeutic and humanitarian. When has capital ever cared for the people? Indifference and misanthropy are the typical traits of capitalism, whose only real passion is profit and the power that comes with it. Today, capitalist power can be summed up with the names of the three biggest investment funds in the world: BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street Global Advisor. These giants, sitting at the center of a huge galaxy of financial entities, manage a massive value close to half the global GDP. And a major shareholder in around 90% of listed companies. 90% of all corporations are managed. these three investment funds, and I'm going to say that there's the elite probably hold a good chunk of the assets through these investment funds. Now, there's other people. Well, you can buy BlackRock, I believe. Or actually, you can have BlackRock manage your money if you're a big, huge pension fund. Like most of the public service unions all have huge pension funds in Canada. But this is fantastic. This really breaks it down. Really, have a read of this. It's really good. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's fairly technical, but as you've always been told, if you want to figure out who did it, just follow the money. Follow the money. Always the way. Just incredible. Incredible art. When I saw that, I just, wow. Got to post this on fakeologist.com. I don't even remember how it came about. You know how when you're doing this fast research that I am, you know, just these things just come fast and furious, and it's really hard to keep up. I try and give credit where credit's due, but boy, just unbelievable, that one. Let's go back to the top of the blog. Okay, we got to refresh this page here. Oh, that's page two. Let's go to page one. I see what's going on. Ecologist.com/blog. Check the comments while we're waiting for this super slow page to load. Stupid, you want to go watch Monday Night Football? Go for it, man. I know this can be boring, but this is heavy stuff. If you want a distraction, go for it. See, Barry's in the FakoTube chat. Hello, Barry. See, you have 9 people on FakoTube. That's great. So obviously FakoTube is working. Good to hear. And we have 11 people on Fakeologist YouTube, DLive, Twitch, and Twitter. Thank you. Thank you guys for joining. Let's go back to the blog. As I've told you before, I'm just going to have this post on the top of the blog, the show schedule. Right now, Monday, we're in for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and solo, Discord, and calls. I'm not taking calls right now. If you want to join the Discord, it's fake11.com/Discord. And if you just let me know that you're in there in the Discord, I can bring you into the show if you want. A link to CanuckLaw.ca. I go here every day. He's fantastic, Ronnie. And she's saying that the updated vaccine product inserts still show lack of critical testing in pregnancy, new mothers, and children. She goes ahead and is grabbing the inserts that I'm sure absolutely no one is ever told about when they get their injections. How are you going to get any information on these quaxines when you're getting them at a drive-through in a sports stadium parking lot or in a retail drugstore? They're just handing them out as if they're Halloween candy, as far as I'm concerned. And all of these quaxines are still under emergency use authorization. And it looks like, for instance, the Pfizer one was issued December 9th, 2020. And it was revised September 3rd. So good on you, Ronnie, for digging into these things. And let's look at the AstraZeneca. So AstraZeneca in Canada, authorized under interim order. And it's only authorized for those 18 and older. All authorization, it has not been allowed in Canada under normal circumstances. It's just emergency use authorization. And then they have the inserts where for children, there's no data for under 18. In geriatrics, I don't know why they are, here we go here. Well, they break out pediatrics, no data, geriatrics, limited information. AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine is contraindicated in individuals who are hypersensitive to the active substance or to any ingredients in the formulation. So it's contraindicated. That means don't take it. As for fertility, it may impact fertility in humans. No data are available. I would say no data is available, but they don't have to be grammatically correct, I guess, in these inserts. No safety information for pregnant women. It is unknown if it's excreted in human milk. A risk to newborns and infants cannot be excluded. That means it can be it is possible. Double negative means positive. So there you go. AstraZeneca has not been evaluated for carcinogenicity in animals. In other words, we don't even know if it causes cancer in animals. Genotoxicity. So they're saying we don't know if it's toxic to the human gene. They say it's not relevant. In pre- and postnatal development toxicity study in mice, the vaccine was well tolerated. Severe allergic reaction, anaphylaxis, severe swelling of the lips, mouth, throat, which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing, have been reported following AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. Should you develop any serious symptoms or symptoms that could be an allergic reaction, seek medical attention right away. Symptoms of an allergic reaction include hives, feeling faint, changes in your heartbeat, swelling of your face, lips, tongue or throat, difficulty breathing, shortness of breath. A combination of major blood clots and low level of platelets, in some cases together with bleeding, have been observed very rarely. The majority of the cases occurred within the first 3 weeks following vaccination, and some cases had a fatal outcome. And that's called death, and if you want to put it more bluntly. And don't forget, this is all for a vaccination that only lessens the symptoms of the common cold. In other words, less sniffling, less sore throat, maybe less headache. That's the purpose of this. That's the stated goal of this vaccination. Nothing to do with transmission. No, none of that. It's only to lessen the symptoms. In other words, cold medication. No vaccine is allowed to be called a vaccine if there is a existing treatment. And we have over-the-counter stuff like NyQuil, like all the other cold medications you might take. And by the way, none of those cold medications over the counter, none of them have ever been proven to shorten the length of any cold that you may catch or have. All they do is dampen the symptoms. They don't cure you of your cold. So they shouldn't even be allowed to have these vaccinations because there's already treatment out there and it's over the counter and you can take it as you will. You don't need a prescription. So she went through the updated inserts of the Johnson & Johnson one. Same thing. Pregnant women, breastfeeding, pediatrics. Nothing for children checked. Geriatrics. Adverse reactions overview. carcinogenicity. They haven't checked for that. They haven't checked for genotoxicity. Same with Moderna. I think Moderna's the worst. But I'm not sure. I'm not going to read it all. But, and Pfizer obviously is the biggest in terms of marketing. Everyone thinks Pfizer is the bomb. So Pfizer, not for children under 12. Da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, read it and weep, but don't worry. These vaccines are safe and effective. The proper one for you is the first one you are offered, lab rat. This is the fantastic Ronnie. Canucklaw.ca. The only one in Canada, maybe the world, that's reading the information that's out there, going to the websites, government websites, getting the data. It's all out there. If we had a real media, which we don't, if there are real investigative reporters, which there aren't, this is the kind of stuff they'd be digging up for you. And of course, you can get it yourself. One of the great things that Ronnie did, if you go through her posts, and you can go through her posts on the right side, she lists some of her archives. She tells you how to do your own research. Look over here. Right down here. Getting started with researching registered Canadian charities. Getting started with searching government lobbying registries. She gives you the websites. It's easy. Go for it. Do your own research. Buy her book. She's got two books, Inside the Ontario Science Table and 2021, which is a collection of all her posts. Yes, help out Ronnie. Send her some of your coffee money. Don't drink a coffee tomorrow. Send it to Ronnie. Support real investigative journalism. In other words, still the same poison. That's why I put this fantastic song. Still the same. Bob Seger. I went on a bit of a music bender on the weekend. Every now and then I love to play some of my favorite bands of the past. And that got me on to Pink Floyd, one of my favorite bands in the history of the world. And then that got me on to Roger Waters, who is obviously one of the super eccentric co-founders of Pincus Floydus, and a bit of a whack job, for sure. And I posted this video of him from YouTube, actually. And just listen to a bit.
The ruling class are murdering you. Not slowly, they've got their hands around your throats and you're just passing out. They are destroying the earth and everything that lives on it to make a few quid. This is not a drill. It's happening. And it's happening now.
So, he seemed like he was saying a lot of the right things. And of course, it's because we are followers of good music. I love good music. I love this song, of course, Mother. Great song.
Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb?
That's why I put it in the video, because I could just easily play it for you. One of the best songs of all time. So that's why we listen to these content creators, because they're super influencers. They have a super huge audience. So I was wondering, is this guy on our side or not? He sounds like he is, because he's telling us the elites are trying to kill us.
Why don't we just stop them? Why don't we get tough, take to the streets in millions, say enough is enough?
It's an expression of my view, which is that we human beings all have a responsibility to stand up in solidarity with one another against authority that is errant, wherever and however and whatever it is and wherever we see it. Errant authority. You know, this is not 60s bull. This is stuff that has to do with the reality of the way the world turns now and the way it works. And we, by and large, have a very blinkered view of it.
You think that still has traction?
Absolutely.
Is it my imagination? Is it too much to suggest that their leaders over there and our leaders in the West are driven not by trying to achieve peace in our time, but by something else, by something altogether less sublime? Call me a cynic, but it sometimes seems to me that some of them are more attached to power than to peace.
You are not still in a democracy. You can buy political power now. That is not democratic.
I thought he was on our side, and then somebody sent me this video, Dirty Benny. I think I saw this before. It's a horrible quality video. Just the lighting. It's a horrible, just the worst. But listen to this.
Thank God for Anthony Fauci. Is that his name? The epidemiologist, whatever it is.
Yeah, I can't say this word either.
He's obviously an extremely highly educated, brilliant man.
This is a Mr. Cheswick video. He's really good. I forgot I'd watched this. This was from a couple months ago. So of course, he calls Roger Water a disgusting sellout, and Mr. Cheswick is a huge fan as well. He bought all the albums, all the concerts. Mr. Cheswick basically busts Roger Waters. He's not on our side. Well, that sucks.
Hi, Roger. It's great talking to you, and it's great for you to make some time. I mean, I guess you've got some time, right? Like everybody now?
Well, I am isolated. I've been taking this seriously for a couple of weeks now. So I see my missus, and that's about it.
Okay, and so what's the situation in New York? Are you actually,
I speak to people in New York, obviously, and obviously I watch the film.
I mean, the guy's on a great setup, but we get echo and just bad video. It's just, anyway, Roger, sadly, he's not on our side. He's another guy that took the ticket, and it's sad. But he had a few good points in that latest video, but just make sure you realize that these guys are working for the bad guys. And it sucks. It sucks. Now going back to, let me just take a look at the chat here. I got about 10 more minutes. I usually do about an hour every night when I can. Costing them is right, says Mike D in the chat. Peter Rue is saying, a while back I saw Waters making pro-COVID 1984 statements. Yeah, that's right. Take a look. Yeah, they're sellouts. Yeah, you got it. Well, they're part of the system. Culture creators are part of the system. They don't work on our side. That's the part that stinks. Okay, so I'll just drop a personal story in here now. I took my daughter to university yesterday, and today she was supposed to go to orientation. Now, I have a feeling this whole thing is going to end badly. Right now, we got to submit either a medical or a religious exemption form to get her out of the vaccination to allow her on campus. But today she went down, and she doesn't have a green check mark on her phone because we haven't finished. I haven't quite decided either to do the religious or the medical one. Her own medical specialist said there are no contraindications to taking the vaccine with her medical condition, which, of course, as you know, is type 1 diabetes, which is a very severe chronic illness that you can die within small amount of time if you don't keep up on your insulin, very dangerous. Yet we're told that an experimental biological injection is completely compatible. According to her doctor, there are no contraindications, which is insane because you can't say that because no one is gathering the evidence. There are no studies for diabetics, young diabetics. There are no studies. So how can you say there are no contraindications? But her doctor wouldn't sign. Didn't think she would. Now we're going to do the religion or creed. Now, I don't really have a religion, and even if I did, I know they wouldn't sign either because they're getting paid to stay closed. So they're all on the take. I'm going to work on the creed angle where I'm going to try and put my creed, which is I think that all the things that I say, I want to try and put it into a paragraph or two because that's all the room they've given, and see what happens. But I have a funny feeling she will not be able to go onto campus. And the only reason she's at campus is for the social experience, if there is going to be any, which I doubt. And they are not offering classes online for the most part. 99% of the classes are supposed to be in person. And for that, the university is actually getting tons of flack on Twitter from either the trolls or the paid agents, or maybe the majority actually thinks that way. So the university is really being hammered hard for actually having, basically trying to restart with the vaccinated only on campus and in the old classrooms. And these are old buildings. This place she's going to is at least 100 years old. So there are some new buildings, of course, but overall, they're going to be stuffed into the lecture hall. So the people that believe in contagion are furious about this. And, of course, even though that we get messages that the university is 99% vaccinated and the only reason it's not 100 is because the others haven't got around to it, they don't mention that there are people that cannot and will not take the experimental biological injection. They make it seem like it's settled. Everyone agrees you are the problem if you don't capitulate. And this is how they're playing it. And again, remember, because this is just to get everyone branded like cattle, they need 100% compliance. And they keep selling all their fake science about herd immunity, about the unvaccinated or the problem. They keep selling all of this just to manipulate and massage people to this 100% compliance where they have you on the digital blockchain, where they have you completely controlled, where they want to give you a digital ID that will absolutely identify you. So you're going to need that for all societal functions, including going online. You will need it for your money, your CBDC. You will need it for your social credit score. You will need it for your carbon footprint score, whatever you want to call that, your green score. And you will need it for your medical records. That's actually the least important thing that's going to be on there, but you will need it to keep track of your lethal doses of poison that you will need every 90 days, guaranteed. So if you think that taking two vaccinations is going to end all this, you are deadly wrong. It's going to be every 90 days because of the unlimited variants. Now, I don't see any hope unless people listen to this podcast or do their own research that people are going to get out of this unless they realize that you can't catch a virus. It's not contagious. Viruses are not there to hurt you. They are part of the decomposition of your system based on injury, toxemia, or malnutrition. That's the only reason that cellular structures break down and create viruses that are used to take away the dead cells. They are no more the cause of disease as firemen cause fires or flies cause garbage. Those are the best analogies I can make. Very simple, easy to understand. But they need 100% compliance just to get everyone digitally put on the blockchain. That's the only reason. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, people. All under the fog of viruses. The fog of COVID. That's all it's about. All right, it's 9:30. This broadcast is now coming to a close. Let's just check the chat. Advanced settings is saying someone threw rocks at JT today. Our crime sinister, Justin Trudeau. University's Queens, Peterborough, Queens. Yeah, well, Lost Spider, my thought was that there would just be daily testings. I'm okay with daily testings, I guess. Even though, as long as they are not invasive. See, even if they were invasive, I would probably say no as well. Yeah, it's total coercion. Right, and Mike D saying a caller the other day on a local talk show in my town related to his doctor for a vax exemption. His doctor said no, he could lose his job. Yeah, it probably is true. Here we go. I know parents who can't get mask exemptions for elementary school age kids. Doctors aren't giving them out. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And the problem is all of us are on independent islands. The unquaccinated will be isolated on their own little islands within these quaccinated areas. So for us to coalesce in our own state or province, it's going to be, it'll be difficult. This is what I see in the future, though. I'm not sure how it's going to work, though. But the problem is we are all scattered all over the place. We are totally scattered. So it's going to be tricky. It's going to be a really tricky situation. Okay, we're going to end. So that's the story with me. Tomorrow, so the latest info I got from her was she's allowed to go on campus while her exemption is being processed. So we're going to still keep that going, the exemption. We'll see how long it's going to last. I'm not too confident. I don't mind taking the year off. I know she does, but I really hope we get some kind of... Well, since they're going to make everyone everywhere take the vaccine, we're really going to have to see what resistance levels we have. It's going to be a very trying time in the next few months for everyone. People are going to lose their jobs, not going to be able to go to school. They're going to make society seize, and they're going to see who moves forward with the great big machine and who doesn't. That's probably what's going to happen. And I don't like it. But on the other hand, when I hear nurses like this, this gives me hope. This was a nurses rally in Toronto a couple of days ago. I think this is a nurse.
I'm a nurse right now, and I don't know what your name is, so you don't have to tell me. Are the hospitals full of COVID patients?
Hospitals are pretty much full of people that have been vaccinated and are returning to the hospital due to that vaccination.
So you're telling me there's a lot of people who got vaccinated are in the hospital right now?
Yeah, not just in St. Michael's, but all over the world. That's who's coming back to the hospital this time of year when the hospitals should be at their lowest for people that are vaccinated.
So what you think took on people like the actual medical officer for the health here saying that the ICUs are really strained right now? What you tell me, is that a lie or is that true?
That's a lie. I walked the other day.
In emergency?
In emergency, there's no overflow, no.
There's no overflow of COVID-19 patients?
No.
So basically the chief medical officer of the hospital here and Dr. Davila or whatever her name is, the world you health bullcrap conspiracy idiot, whatever.
Eileen Davila?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I call her.
Do you think she's full of shit?
I think she's a liar and she's got pretty much a satanic mindset.
When are you going to lose your job?
If anything, probably another month from now.
Are you going to... How many nurses and doctors are planning to walk out?
Roughly, I'd say a little under 3,000.
Would you stand up for the people here?
Any day. I'll die for this cause. Hands down.
That's really bad audio, by the way. That wasn't me closing doors. That was, I think, someone taking a video of a computer screen with their phone. It's amazing how many versions of layers of videos get passed around. Someone taking a video of another phone or a computer. It's kind of hilarious. But, hey, people are trying their best to easily disseminate this. It's kind of funny. But, yeah, I'd like to see a huge walkout of nurses and doctors. That could help. That could bring things to its knees. It's going to be very interesting because there's just enough. See, the nurses and the doctors, they're the ones that see the evidence. They don't necessarily spread the evidence, but they see it. They know what's happening. They know they can't talk about it. So it's very interesting. Very, very interesting. All right. Well, don't forget FakoTube.com. That's my video site. And as you can see, I get lots of hits, lots of views. It's very popular. If you sign up to FakoTube, it's separate from my other sites, then you will get email notifications when videos go through. YouTube doesn't do that. I put my favorite videos up. And also, don't forget, if you like this show, send me an email at ima@fakeologist.com. You can donate at fakeologist.com/donate. Thank you to Pam. She donated, I believe it was $9.11 Canadian, which came through as about $6 American after PayPal's fees. So thank you, Pam. I don't know who you are, but we thank everyone, big or small. Appreciate that. And we try and bring you the news through our lens, our filters, and try and spread a little bit of information about illness to you as well in the way we think is the right way. We've got videos, we've got blog posts, we've got what makes you really sick, fake11.com/sick, fake11.com/ill. I've got all kinds of keywords that bring you to specific posts. Here it is. What about herd immunity? Do you want to read about that? fake11.com/herd. What about the anaphylaxis, fake11.com/Anna, A-N-A. Read about that. Would you like to know about polio? fake11.com/polio, what that was about. How about fake11.com/CM, contagious myth? Or I forgot to put this link. How about fake11.com/CM1? Is that one? I'm not even sure anymore. Is that a real one? Yes, it is. These are the experiments that prove that sickness is not contagious. How about that? I have to put that link in next. And I got this off Amanda Vollmer's Telegram, ADV. You can just go to Telegram and search Amanda Vollmer. Okay. I'm going to play out with another beautiful, absolutely stunning Canadian. I know that's not important, but some people like me are male, and we like cute girls. And this is What's-Her-Face. I don't know what her real name is, but she is cute as hell, and she sings as well. We're going to play out with her singing, her brains out. And this is actually one of my favorite Disney songs. We know Disney is evil. We know that. But she has created an amazing video. There she is with Justin Trudeau, the crime minister of Canada. He's just a willing dupe in this communist takeover. Don't blame him. He has no idea what he's doing. He's just a pretty face. He's just a salesman. Don't blame the messenger, although it's easy to. But take a look at this fantastic video. She nails it. She is super smart. I'm guessing she wrote this rendition of Out of This World or Far From This World from The Little Mermaid, and she sang it almost perfectly. Take a look at this. This video will go crazy, I'm not going to say the word viral. It will go nuts, though, and I think it's already going crazy. You can find it everywhere. I'm not going to, I didn't put the link to it, to YouTube. You can find it easily. It's What's Her Face. It's on FakoTube. I'm sure Disney will take it down off YouTube because she plays the background. But take a look at this and enjoy it. Here you go.
Maybe they're right. Maybe there is something wrong with me. I just don't see how a government that wants to keep me safe could be bad. Look at my pass. Isn't it neat? Hope it'll make my vaccinations complete. Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who fears everything? Do as I'm told, dignity sold. How many boosters can one body hold? Looking at my face, you'd think, sure. She's got Bell's palsy. I've got Pfizer, Moderna, and AZ. I've got Johnson and Johnson galore. You need proof for a job? I've got 20. But who cares? No big deal. They'll want more. I don't want to be where the sheeple are. I want to see my friends without masking, walking around with those, what do you call them? Oh, yeah, teeth. Trusting the experts won't get you far. Shots are required for hugging, laughing. Limit of 5 when we, what's the word again? Meet. Can't board a ship or take a trip. Soon you'll need proof of vax to take a ship out of the sea. Wish I could flee far from this world. What would I give if they let me live without these measures? What would I pay to spend a day without clean hands? They'll take your land. Hope you understand that they will come for your own daughters. Fuck your feelings, tired of kneeling, ready to stand. I'm ready to know about the NWR. Using my iPhone to seek out answers. What's in a vaccine and why does it, what's the word, burn? When will they learn? Wouldn't I love, love for the world to rise? Out of the sea, wish I could flee far from this.